Question 1. Anthropology. Practice 4. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
How many of you agree with Native American legal rights to archaeological remains? Think of such examples as the Kennewick Man. Wow! I see the article you read raised some sympathy. Well, I also think scientific communities are taking a hard line with respect to Native American views. In fact, today we'll discuss this subject. Respecting Native American rights to archaeological remains doesn't necessarily mean stopping the progress of science. The problem is that many scientists argue Native American claims spell the end of all research. This is the case with the Kennewick Man, but are Native American claims really so threatening to science? I doubt it. As a matter of fact, I have here a comment from the Union of Confederate Tribes that suggests they are not. "We're not anti-science," they remark. "We just want to say in what happens to our ancestors." To accommodate scientific interests while respecting the dignity and importance of Native American beliefs, shouldn't that be the real goal? Well, many Native American groups already show their support of research on archaeological finds if they are at least consulted or involved. Would you be surprised if I told you that at least 57 Native American groups currently work with scholars on joint archaeological programs? For sure, collaborative work between scientists and Native American leaders is important. It shows the possibility for scientific progress to not only respect Native American communities, but also enlist their participation. Scientists involved in these programs report a lot of advantages to conducting research with the participation of Native Americans. They say deeper understanding of these cultures is obtained by collaborative work. That's right, it enhances their knowledge and can even clarify their scientific results. It is untrue to say that scientific study would not be possible if Native American beliefs were honored. Attempts to freely pursue science at the cost of Native American beliefs are really the root of the debate. What the Kennewick Man conflict shows is more collaborative work is needed, not efforts to pursue science at all costs.